I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're visiting with Officer Kelly McKeithen from the Bryan Police Department. She's got some updates on some investigations that they've got going on, plus a couple of programs for the kids. Saturday morning, you guys had two crime scenes close together near 29th and Briarcrest. The first was the theft of an undisclosed amount of prescription drugs at Walgreens. Are there any more details about that case that you would like to add now?
Well, during that incident, it was a single suspect that entered the Walgreens and then went into the pharmacy area and took the prescription drugs. The suspect did flee in a vehicle, and that vehicle was located in very close proximity on Gosler, fully engulfed in flames. So there's two investigations ongoing. There's the arson investigation that involves the vehicle, and then there's also this theft/robbery. It hadn't been quite, you know, classified yet into which one that's going to fall into. So, but those two separate investigations are ongoing.
Separate investigations, but there is a connection with the
Correct.
Vehicle.
Yes, that is the vehicle that left the scene.
Okay. Was there any security footage from Walgreens?
I believe there was. At this time, they're not releasing it.
And any idea how many suspects we're looking at?
As far as we know, we only have the one that entered the Walgreens. You know, it's presumable that there could have been more involved, but, you know, we have to be able to confirm those.
Okay. And then I know of one robbery last night. That would have been Monday night at the Easy Shop on La Brisa Drive. What details do you have from that?
Yes. Like you said, last night, at about 10 p.m., officers responded to the Easy Shop it was an aggravated robbery that had just occurred. Two males entered the store. They were completely covered. They both had weapons, and they demanded money from the clerk. Those two males fled on foot and with an undisclosed amount of cash, but, you know, luckily no one was injured during that incident. So we're asking for anybody with information on either one of these incidents to please contact the Bryan Police Department or Crime Stoppers.
And what is that phone number for the Bryan Police Department?
Bryan Police Department, you can reach at 209-5300 or Crime Stoppers at 979-775-TIPS.
And then you guys have a program coming up that you would like to share a little bit more about, Blue Bunny.
Yes, we have our Blue Bunny Breakfast and Egg Hunt. Our Bryan Police Department's Chaplain Corps and has teamed up with the Bryan Parks and Recreation Division, and we're inviting everybody out to our free breakfast and Easter egg hunt on April the 1st. That will start at 9 a.m. And the Easter egg hunt usually starts about 10:30, 10:45. And that's going to be at Sue Haswell Park on April the 1st. We have three age ranges that we do Easter egg hunts for, so that we put them on separate fields so that, you know, they're not run over by the older kids. So we have 0 to 3, 4 to 6, and 7 to 9. And we have to thank our local senior community because they help us stuff these 15,000 eggs with candy, and Briarcrest Walmart has generously donated a lot of the supplies and the food that go into this event.
And this is a great event for the kids, obviously, but this is also a great chance for parents and adults in the community to come out and kind of mingle with their local law enforcement, correct?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we have a couple of law enforcement that'll be out there. Like I said, this is pretty much done by our chaplain corps, but we do have police officers out there as well. We'll have a police car that the kids can kind of come look at and explore. Even the bunny will be there. The Easter egg bunny will be there and available for photos. So please come out. We'll have arts and crafts. We're trying to make it bigger and better every year. So come out and enjoy the Sunday morning.
Okay.
Or Saturday morning. I'm sorry.
Okay. Excellent. And speaking about the kids, you guys also have Junior Police Academy coming up.
Yes. Junior Police Academy is a free 2-week class for students that are going into the 10th, 11th, or 12th grades next school year, so the 2017-2018 school year. We hold it here at the police department, and the first day, it starts on June 12th, and it ends on June 23rd. And the first and the last day are at night, because we need parents to attend. The first night they sign some paperwork. Last night we have kind of a graduation ceremony where they get a certificate for attending. And then the rest of the weekdays, it's from 1 to 5, so parents can drop them off at lunch, pick them up after work, and it's a lot of hands-on, fun activities to learn what the police department does, what a police officer has to go through. I mean, we actually put them through traffic scenarios so they kind of have to think on their feet and make quick decisions. We put them in building search situations to kind of, and that drives up their little adrenaline. And they come out with a much better understanding of what police do. And they also can look at it if this is a possible career choice for them in the future.
That's what I was going to say. It'd be great for kids, even if they think, oh, there's no way I want to be a police officer. With social media these days, as adults, we know that there's so much bad press about police officers, and especially over the last couple of years. And really, it's the kids who have access to that social media even more so than adults, I feel like. So this is a great opportunity for them to see, you know, maybe they don't want to be police officers, but they can see what it's like to be one and maybe kind of appreciate the job a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. And if, you know, any kid that's going into college or even for a job, this is a resume builder to say, hey, you know, I've done other community events. I've participated in this program. You know, it just, it's a good opportunity for one, their future advancement, but also to get a good look at what police officers do on a daily basis.
Great. Well, Officer McKeithen, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
Yes. On that note, I just wanted to make sure that they know they can get an application on our website at briantx.gov/police. We'll have a link up and probably after Easter that has it directly on that front page. But if they want to look on the right, it's under special programs.
And remind me of the dates again for that Junior Police Academy.
Junior Police Academy is June 12th through June 23rd, Monday through Friday. And then our Blue Bunny is April the 1st.
Thanks again to Officer Kelly McKeithen from the Bryan Police Department for joining us today. This interview is archived online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.